What up, y'all? It's your boy Stein coming to you with another rousing edition of Sidearm Stories. As many of you know, you have the opportunity to submit a short sidearm story to me, and I will share it on our channel. And we have our very first non-Stein submission. Unfortunately, it comes from Connor Young, who wanted to respond to the Toxic Whiffs episode. Now, as I've said many times before, what we need are 5 to 10 minute shorts. Connor, being a perpetual failure, could not even muster 2 minutes of content, but I told him that I would share it, so I am going to share it. However, we need to make up for that lost time. 2 minutes is too short. We need 5 to 10 minutes. So I thought of a very interesting and creative way to make up that lost time. And of course, it comes in the form of my commentary. So here are Connor's comments, and of course, my fact-checking of those comments.
All right. First things first. Fuck Stein. Guy sucks. Stop listening to his podcast. I'm the best, most explosive podcaster in the game.
Fact check there. Connor, you were fired from the podcast for being so boring that you were literally falling asleep during broadcasts.
So, I listened to the Toxic Whiffs podcast. Well, mainly just the part about me.
Fact check there. Connor, you were brought up once, maybe twice, for about 5 seconds.
But I heard a jab toast made saying I suck at wiffle ball and make terrible points and that Haverty and Ham are winners and I lose? Who on that panel has won anything?
Fact check there. Connor, you lose frequently and constantly and you make some of the worst points that anyone has ever made. Look no further than Texas, where you got raked off the field in literally every single one of your appearances.
You got toast, never won shit except for the league at his trailer park. Haves, never won anything except for a comeback cup. And Ham, well, we all know about Ham. He just blows leads in the last inning of a game. And then, well, we got Stein, but I'm not even going to associate his name with the W word.
Fact check there for Connor. You don't get leads because you give up runs in the first. I could cite, for example, any and all appearances that you made when you played with me, and the fact that you were the worst player on our team, and we carried you routinely into the playoffs and into the Final Four twice in a row, where you, of course, almost blew it in the Elite Eight, were it not for a diving catch by me, and then completely blew it the following year against the Razors.
So I'd maybe take a look in the mirror if you'd really like to see what an overrated bum who never wins looks like. It's you three. Stein just flat out sucks, so again, I'm not going to associate him with that one.
It's funny because you've brought me up more than any of the other three panels. It's almost like you're obsessed with me and can't detach yourself from the fact that you've never made it further in a national championship than the 2 years that you played with me.
And if I'm being too harsh, I do apologize, boys, but I can't help it. I'm not actually sorry. I'm just saying that as a formality.
That's probably the Adderall kicking in a little too strong.
I do agree. I'm the most toxic guy in Whiffs. Honestly, thank you. I am the scum lord after all. But if you really think about it, it takes two people to have a beef. And 90% of the guys that have a problem with me could easily shut their mouths and all their problems would go away.
Connor, by that logic, you could also shut your mouth and all of your problems would go away.
So, don't poke the bear and you want to deal with it. Ham, kicked you off the team last year, bro. It paid off big time. MAW champs.
It paid off big time in the sense that you rode Jordan to an MAW title while contributing very little on your own except for one lucky swing. And then, of course, Ham made it to Sunday in the national tournament. And you got raked off the field, so I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm just here to state facts. I'm not here to rip on Connor. I'm just here to state facts. He does a great job of letting the facts rip on him for himself.
Manager of the year, manager of the year, manager of the year. It's not my fault you have the mental toughness of a six-year-old girl.
When it comes to mental toughness, Connor, there are literally dozens of videos of you screaming and crying after getting raked off the field. So, I mean, again, you're just doing this to yourself, pal, but I appreciate it.
Haves, another bum. Kid's probably going to go 2 for 41 in York and walk the park in 3 times. Yup, the triple meltdown. I'm done. See ya.
And close out on a nice little Adderall-fueled... I don't know what to call it. Rant is the wrong word because rants actually take time, but this was 1 minute and 56 seconds of incorrect information. Well, anyway, Thank you for listening to this rousing edition of Sidearm Stories. As you can see, with my help, we were able to cross the 5-minute mark, because it shouldn't be that hard for somebody who spends all day and night constantly tweeting, and if you want any evidence of that, take a look at his Twitter, constantly tweeting and constantly messaging guys in Facebook groups and text groups about wiffle ball. You'd think he'd be able to talk for more than 2 minutes, but the truth is that he makes so many terrible points that he himself cannot even stand the sound of his own voice. That's all for this episode of Sidearm Stories. Connor, bad at going.